From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua with the next portion of a message called The Longest Day. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Justice Satisfied. The text is Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. My own sight of the precious blood is for my comfort, but it is the Lord's sight of it which secures my safety. Even when I am unable to behold it, the Lord looks at it and passes over me because of it. If I am not so much at ease as I ought to be, because my faith is dim, yet I am equally safe, because the Lord's eye is not dim, and He sees the blood of the great sacrifice with steady gaze. What a joy is this! The Lord sees the deep inner meaning, the infinite fullness of all that is meant by the death of His dear Son. He sees it with restful memory of justice satisfied, and all His matchless attributes glorified. He beheld creation in its progress, and said, It is very good. But what does He say of redemption in its completeness? What does He say of the obedience even unto death of His well-beloved Son? None can tell His delight in Jesus, His rest in the sweet savor which Jesus presented when He offered Himself without spot unto God. Now rest we in calm security. We have God's sacrifice and God's Word to create in us a sense of perfect security. He will, He must pass over us, because He spared not our glorious substitute. Justice joins hands with love to provide everlasting salvation for all the blood-besprinkled ones.
And did my
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Locked in battle with the heathen Amorites, Joshua called upon God to suspend the going down of the sun so that Israel might win a complete victory over the enemy. Liberal theologians and commentators have tried their best to explain this particular miracle away. Yet, the event is a fact of history. The God who created this universe can set aside its laws when it suits his purpose. The purpose of this miracle was to exalt Joshua before the people. Dr. Cairns shows how God provides what his people need to accomplish his purpose. Joshua had several needs, the first of which was more light to enable him to achieve complete victory. Similarly, the Church of Jesus Christ in our day needs more light, the light of the knowledge of Christ, which alone can give what is needed for victory. Now to continue this message, The Longest Day, here is Dr. Cairns.
Why would God do such a miracle? Because he was highlighting the position and the exaltation of Joshua. Some Jewish commentators denied there was any miracle like this that ever happened. They explained it away. The great Jewish writer Maimonides was one of them. Why did they explain it away? Well, they said, it's impossible that God would do such a miracle through Joshua when he didn't do anything remotely like that through Moses. And so, guarding the glory of Moses, they put down Joshua. But that's the whole point. Moses could not lead the people into Canaan. Only Joshua could do that. Paul expounded that as typical of our greater Joshua. Moses, the law, can never lead you into salvation. People who try to get into heaven by the law are fools. They can't get in. But our greater Joshua, remember what I've kept repeating through these studies in Joshua, the word Jesus is simply the Greek form of the word Joshua. Our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus, He is the one who leads us in. When I was thinking of that, I thought it was very interesting that Joshua experienced light instead of night in order to give the people their inheritance in Canaan. By contrast, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross experienced night instead of light. When He came to die, the sun was blotted out. But what a different story when He comes the second time. Because then, according to Isaiah 30, verse 26, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of His people and healeth the stroke of their wound. So Joshua's miracle did take place, highlighting the position that God had given to him. Now, when you think of all that, there's a miracle here, but there's also a message. What is the message? Well, I've given to you right at the beginning. The Lord fought for Israel. That's what the miracle is all about. We are the Israel of God. We are now entering upon our inheritance, and we're in doing so in the face of great opposition. The people of Canaan are a picture of the lusts of the flesh. They're a picture of the forces of the world. They're a picture of all the fury of hell. In fact, they are a complete picture of everything that stands in the way of the people of God making their progress to lay hold of all that is rightly theirs in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are God's Israel. We are opposed on many fronts. But the text has a great theme of comfort for us. And I want you to take this, that the Lord answers the prayers of His people, just as He heard Joshua. He answers the prayers of His people, and He gives them what they need to do the work that He has given them to do. When you get into God's work, you get so discouraged at times. You look at yourself, you look at the opposition, you tend to think, this is beyond me, this is impossible, it can't be done. Until you lift your eyes heavenward and you recognize that the God of Joshua is your God, and He answers the prayers of His people and gives them what they need to do His work. As I thought of that, I thought there were three needs that Joshua had. He prayed about it, and God met the need. First, there was the need for more light. The day threatened to run out too quickly. That must have been a stupendous sight. Can you see Joshua? The battle is raging all around him. He sees the waves of soldiers going to and fro. He hears the cry and the song of battle, the yells of loss and pain, and the shouts of victory. And in the midst of all that mighty action, Joshua stands. He lifts his eyes heavenward, and before the God of heaven, he points, "Son, stand thou still." The world looking at him would have said he's a madman. But no, he was just a man of prayer. The world always thinks that the Christian asking for what the world says is impossible is mad. But the man of prayer said, Son, stand thou still. The record is the Son stood still. And hasted not to go down about the space of one day. Joshua knew that he could only succeed, he could only do what was then to his hand to do while the sun was shining. He needed the light to shine, and he needed the darkness to be held at bay. Now think of that. What a message there is there. As long as the sun shone, darkness could not encroach. As long as the sun shone, the enemy could not escape. And as long as the sun shone, the work of God could not be stopped. So therefore he cried before God, more light, more light. It's beyond Joshua's power to do anything without the light of God. And God answered his prayer. That's always the need of the Church of Christ, you know. More light. More light. Without it, we cannot serve. One of the most enthralling episodes in the history of Presbyterianism and Protestantism in England was at the formation of the Westminster Standards, the Confession of Faith and the catechisms. The Westminster divines or theologians were meeting. There was a great party there that wanted to bring the church under Parliament. It's called the Erastian Party. Erastianism believes that the government of the church should be in the hands of the leaders of the nation, that the church should not have a separate free government under God. It so happened that the Erastian party had at their head perhaps the greatest scholar, the greatest legal scholar, the greatest biblical scholar in that realm, in the world in that day. Selden, the great Erastian, took the floor. And he demolished the arguments of all and sundry. And it appeared that the church must be lost to Parliament. Among the Scottish commissioners, the saintly Rutherford, who himself was a great legal scholar and a great theological brain, leaned over to a young 26-year-old man, George Gillespie, and he said, Mr. Gillespie, you must answer him. That 26-year-old boy got to his feet. And in one of the greatest exhibitions of learning, humility, and yet spiritual and biblical power the church has ever seen, demolished every argument. When he sat down, Selden said, that young man has just destroyed the study of a lifetime. And when the victory was won, friends came to Gillespie. They had seen him write, and they thought, let's have a look at the notes from which he spoke, and they found he spoke without notes. What he had written was a prayer. Give light, Lord. Give light, Lord. That was his prayer. And the God who answered Joshua answered him. That's our need. More light. Without it, we cannot serve. Without it, the darkness will keep encroaching. The enemy will keep going on his way, and the work of God will be brought to a halt. When we look out across America today, and we see the encroaching darkness, we see the increasing power of the enemy, we see the impotence of the work of God, we can only conclude, we lack light. More light, Lord. More light. We need the light of the knowledge of Christ. If there is one light that is almost extinguished in evangelical and fundamental eye and in Reformed churches today, it is the light of the knowledge of Christ. People imagine that all the gospel is to tell people what they call the Romans Road. Now, I am not demeaning at all the truth of the great book of Romans, that you're a sinner, that you're under the wrath of God, that you cannot by any work of the flesh fulfill your obligation and save your soul, that Christ is the only Savior, and whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord will be saved. Those are great truths. You may as well go to the great oceans of the world with a little thimble, take out that much water, and then say, that's all the ocean water I ever need. That's to come to the gospel and take that little thimble of truth and think that that is the light. And there's no more. It's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Paul prayed for the Ephesians that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. This is something, my friend, that's more than academic. It's more than learning out of books. Though you may learn out of books, yet there is the submission of the heart and the mind and the will to the leading of the Spirit of God through this book, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. Here are the three great things upon which Christians must have more light, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, that ye may know what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And thirdly, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. More light. More about Jesus would I know. More of His grace to others show. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More, more of Christ. More of His love. More of His grace. Paul prayed again for the Ephesians that they would be able to comprehend with all saints the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Then he adds this, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. An awful lot of Christians, they're not going very far in their Christian life. An awful lot of churches, and they're not going very far in their service for God. They daren't go far. They're like a car, and the gas indicator's down past the empty, and the warning light is flashing. You know there's not far you can go. So many Christians just like that. Oh, that you would have more of the knowledge of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.